back to you, Rich.
82 ESY.
Let it drop there for a second, nothing heard. Well, auto patch was magic. That was one of the, that was one of the magical things that happened in my ham career. Auto patch. I mean, to be able to call a phone from your ham radio set was magical. That's all you could say. It was magical. And now I'm amazed at how fast. I was with my daughter, like I said, in Queens the other day, and I was just. She never took typing in high school or anything like that, but I'm amazed at how fast her fingers fly over a cell phone. I just looked at her and said, I can't believe you can go that fast. I mean, you never took this in school. I mean, how do you go that fast? Anyway, my cousin, who was the first time I ever witnessed ham radio, he actually, and I'm talking in the late 40s, early 50s, he actually built his everything except his receiver from scratch. And I mean, he even punched out the chassis where the tubes went and all the components went. He actually punched those out, so he built his radio from the chassis up. Remember, there was an ARRL publication called Fundamentals of Radio. I'm pretty sure that was the name of it. And there was a guy on the cover. He had, like, maybe a grid dip meter or something like that. You know, I mean, guys like my cousin, they actually took those circuits and the circuits that were in the handbook. I remember he gave me one of his handbooks from 1958. And that's what they built their radios from. Today? Amazon, baby. Amazon, and all of a sudden, you're on the air. And, you know, you're right about CW. CW is a dying art. And that's what's cool about it, in a way. I mean, to participate in it. Let me let it drop.
82 ESY.
Station is still noisy, too noisy for at least me to copy. So give it a try next go around. But, you know, like glass blowing or any, I don't know, quilt making, any dying art is wonderful to keep alive and just to practice. And CW is that. It's a dying art. And it was an art. Those guys who could, during World War II, you know, could copy 60 words a minute and carry on a conversation at the same time, that was an art. And I wish I could get back into it. I just downloaded a CW program, a practice program, because Stu reminded me that it might be good to keep it up for Alzheimer's, you know, to stave off Alzheimer's if you're constantly exercising that part of your brain. NY2H, Whiskey 2, Bravo Zulu.
Kilo Delta 2, Echo, Sierra Yankee.
Alright, we heard the Kilo Delta 2 Echo. And then you dropped again. We'll give you another shot in a second. Alright, so. Yeah, they used to. There were plans around for building your own equipment like that. You had a chassis punch to make the holes. Absolutely. And you built everything up. You know, it's pretty solid state, pre-surface mount. So it was. It wasn't as challenging, I guess, as it might be today. And then you had in those handbooks that the ARL put out, in the back they had all the vacuum tube layouts, the pin layouts and everything for all the vacuum tubes. So that helped. And as far as texting and your daughter and being very adept at it, I know a lot of the kids, that you'll see them use their thumbs or what have you, and they're very fast. However, I don't know if you ever saw this, and it may be up on YouTube, too, on when Jay Leno had the Tonight Show. He had a couple of kids with phones, and they were going to text each other, or one was going to text to the other one, let's say. And at the same time, he had two CW operators, and they were going to send the same message, which they didn't know what the message was going to be, and they were both giving the message at the same time. So the one kid is texting to his friend as fast as he can what the message was, and the one CW operator is sending it Morse code to his buddy, who would copy the message, and Morse code won. He got the message out before the people doing the texting got it out, so that was cool. All right, station, try it again, and see if we can get your whole call in there. This is NY2H.
Kilo Delta 2, Echo Sierra Yankee, it's Andy.
Lou, quick put in here. I'm hearing him fine. So I'm wondering if he's having issues with the link. W2NTG Mobile out in New Jersey.
Okay, Neil, I hear you, but I don't hear that KD station. How you doing, Neil?
I'm fine. That's Andy. 82 EFY, I hear him fine. His level's a little low, but I'm thinking that maybe the link is dropping. Because his level is a little low, but I hear him fine, and I'm in the car. Okay, came down to Jersey for a pre-surgery appointment. Friday's big job. So, I'm about to head home. Okay, a cup of coffee before I go. But, thought I would pop in. The repeater sounds good, but yes, I'm thinking, it's the link is dropping and might have some kind of level cut off or something. I don't know.
Hey, Neil, it's good to hear your voice. Thanks for backing me up there. I don't know why I'm having so much trouble getting a hold of Lou there. It's never been this bad.
Let me see if I have it. Hold on. Okay, I'll explain. So we have a temporary link going on right now with a one radio is typically not used for linking. And two solutions. We have a Yagi antenna to be mounted in Glen Oaks, which I guess hasn't happened yet. And we have a temporary setup in Selden, which when we go switch over back to the rebuilt Selden system, we'll have the real link radio, and then these problems will go away again. But yes, occasionally the link will drop out, and I guess that was the issue. I am now listening to both machines, so I will hear you regardless of the link. So hello, Neil, and hello, Andy. I guess you're out on your walk again. And we have Rich in there, so I'm going to turn it over to Rich again. And you take it, W2BZ and Y2H.
Let me beat this ZX to Lou for a second.
Okay, that sounded like Jerry. Is that you, Jerry?
Yes, it is. Just want to know if you got the email I sent you.
If I have gotten it, I hadn't looked at it yet. So should I take a look at it now, or do you want to just give me a little brief on it?
It's basically instructions for the IROP from Dave. You know, you fill out the form and you give them the information that you want for that, you know, for the IROP board. Also, just put a change of the city, because when I typed it in, it came up with Port Jefferson instead of the J. So just remind him it's Port Jefferson. That's about it.
Okay. Okay, so you didn't submit that yet, and you want me to fill it out and correct it, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I didn't look at it because I don't know what parameters are. He talks about a whole bunch of parameters in there and things like that for an existing node, so I did not fill it out. I just forwarded the whole email to you.
Okay, fine. Great. That's then. All right, I'll look at your email. If I have any questions, I'll give you a call on the phone.
Okay, I'm clear. Very good. Back to BZ. W2BZ to get it. I'll be in the background. WB2ZX Mobile.
Some business to transact. Nice talking to you, and last night was fun. Transmitting, it was almost like it was full duplex. In a way, it was a delayed full duplex. If I could remember all the way back to last night. AC73's Lou, thanks for all your work on the repeater, so us Selden people can communicate with Limark. If it wasn't for Selden, I wouldn't be a member of Limark with all you great guys. So take care, I'll catch you soon. NY2H is Whiskey 2, Bravo Zulu, I'll be clear.
Okay, Rich, very good. And I have a great team behind me. Steve was the hero today. Sometimes Andy's the hero. Sometimes Pat's the hero. So they make it all happen. All right, you have a great one. Try to stay warm. I guess it's going to warm up eventually. And, okay, so you're clear and Jerry's clear. And we still have Neil if he's in range. And Andy's out there probably enjoying the chill. So let me turn it over to Neil first and see if he's around still or in range. W2NDG to get it. NY2H in the group.
KA2YHY.
Recognized. And yes, the range is wonderful now since you guys fixed things. I am just driving past BMW of North America. I am way up in North Jersey here. Through most spots here it works great. But anyway, I ran down for this appointment today, and I will be working from home until Friday, and then Friday I go in for my surgery, and I will be out of commission for a few weeks, probably. So, I'll be not going to work again. Starting to work from home maybe 4 weeks, possibly six, and then it won't be until after the six-week mark that I'll start doing any kind of commute again, depending on how things go Friday. So, we will see. But I am expecting things to go well. This is pretty routine. W2NDG. Let's see if Andy's still out there. And Andy, give it to Steve, who checked in there. If Andy can't grab the repeater, Steve, pick it up.
This is KAD2ESY. Hi, Steve. Neil, if I may ask, what is it you're having done?
Real quick, he's probably going to want to know what this is. I am having one of my kids they picked up something in an abdomen.
Lou, I did want to ask you, you're talking about CW with Rich. Do the software-defined radios, I know they do CW, but if the digital system goes down, just in the unlikely situation, computers are all down. Will the SDR radio still be able to communicate? What I'm thinking of is the IC7300, those that are partially software-defined. Will they still be able to function as a ham radio? Steve, maybe you can help me out with this.
Well, I don't see why not. You just won't be able to access anything that goes through the internet. But certainly, a radio should be able to put out an RF signal to another radio that could receive it. But you just won't get the benefit of having internet paths in between. Lou?
Hey, I see. This is NY2H. I'm having some local QRM here. Got a lot of noise. I think it's on my end. So I didn't really hear Neil too well, but whatever you got getting there, I wish you well. Everything goes well with that. Maybe while you're at home, you want to jump on EchoLink and join us occasionally. And I don't know what Andy's question was about the 7300. I have one. I love it. And I think you related it to CW, which I do often on it also. So it's a good radio. But that's about it. Let me jump off here. I know something, maybe you have an appliance, Mike. Something's going on here, and I'm getting a lot of noise. But in any case, everybody have a good day. Take care. I'm going to jump out, and then I'll flip it back to you, Steve. So this is NY2H. So catch you guys later, 7-3. Good, Steve.
Okay, Lou, 7-3. I'll catch you later. And Neil, I didn't get much of what you said either. It was mostly noise, but if you want to try another transmission, go ahead. We'll see if we could hear you. Neil?
This might be better now, but on Route 17, there will be some ups and downs. I can wait till I stop for coffee and see if it's a little better there.
That one wasn't too bad. I wonder if you saw the article in the Limark log on that little $22 oscilloscope, which was not too bad. Go ahead, and then give it to Andy.
I should hold it for a couple minutes here. No, I think and I bought a different one. I'm familiar with that $20 one, but I bought like an $80 one that came rated very high. And it's a small handheld color screen one, and you know, it's going to be the one that I learned how to use a scope on, basically, because I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm going to pull in the clip check here and see if I have a good signal here. Hold on a moment. I am stationary. You can tell me. I'm going to get spotted.
I didn't hear anything of what you said. Very low audio and a lot of noise.
Very strange day for propagation. I'm wondering if all computers, the internet goes down, will the waterfall still demonstrate the entire assuming they will.
I think what you said, if the internet goes down, will the waterfall display on the radio work? Well, if the information that's populating the waterfall display is coming from the radio's RF, you know, wideband reception, or if it's coming from the internet, no, it won't. But if it's coming from the radio's wideband RF receiver without going through the internet, then I don't see why not. Make out that one. How about you, Neil? All right, Neil is out of range and Andy is just about out of range, so KA2YHY will be clear.
Guys, so I'm gonna go do that.
glad to hear everybody. And if I can, I'll, you know, try to get up on Echo Link and say hello once in a while. My club activities up north keep me pretty busy, though. I run a couple of nets, and there's a lot going on. So, but we throw it over to Steve, and I'm going to go get gas. Good talking to you guys.
Neil 73, and good luck with that procedure. I hope to hear you in there soon. Everything is fine. But I'm also at my destination, so I'm going to say 73. Andy, take care. Good hearing you in there. KA2YHY is now clear.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. W2VL repeater.
I can see the site from here. This is M2KW, stroke mobile.
Flymark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
2KW mobile listening repeat.
W2VL repeater.
W2OSR.
W2OSR, KATUTF, good evening.
Ah, good evening. I'm cold.
Oh, yeah, let's see. 34 degrees. Okay, you're entitled.
You must be on the South Shore. Up here, it's 30.
I'm more toward the North Shore, somewhere in the middle.
All right, I'm coming out of Glen Cove.
Well, that would tend to be colder. You're close to, well, trying to think about it. You're close to the water. I don't know. Those are minor differences, a couple of degrees. I'm sure it varies from place to place.
Yeah, the heat just started coming up, so.
So what's got you out and about?
I'm heading towards a NASA Amateur Radio Club meeting.
Okay, yeah, I think you mentioned them once before. Is that a group that gets together and does sort of technical type stuff?
Yeah, well, we chew the fat a lot, but we sometimes get into technical discussions and do all kinds of different projects, mostly involving antennas.
Probably the most interesting aspect of the hobby, at least from my point of view. The other thing that I'm interested in is the sun. And I've been doing some reading about the sun, its behavior, its weather. And maybe I'll bring it up on the TechNet at some point.
Yeah, well, it does play a role in the sunspot cycle and such. Try not to get hit by cars that are coming flying around corners here. I hate this double left turn that I take coming out of town.
Is that by the fire station?
Yeah, that's it. You know the area then.
I do. I have a couple of good friends there.
Yeah, and I still got stuff in the car from the Ham Fest this weekend.
That you bought or tried to sell?
It's a few radios I was trying to sell. I've got two transmitter and a hand keep to receiver. I said the receiver in the back. And then there's a Kenwood HF radio as well. A couple little odds and ends.
Roger. So I assume you have no use for those radios, having replaced them with others.
Well, they weren't my radios to begin with. Somebody in Glencoe passed away, and family contacted me and asked me if I could get rid of the stuff for them.
Let me guess, Kenwood 440.
It's something from that vintage. It was a Kenwood TS-680, which is the same as the Kenwood TS-140, only it has 6 meters in it. I don't know if you heard that because I was coming out behind the hill.
Oh, yeah, I heard it. I just got the high sign that it's time for dinner, so let me make this my last. Well, enjoy your meeting, and next QSO, I'll tell you a few interesting things about the sun.
All right. I know I got involved in doing something about the moon, so I know a little bit more about that than maybe the average person. Take care, 7-3.
All right. I'd like to hear about that, too. Okay, 7-3, Bob. KA2UT up. Clear.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater. Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
KC2FYJ with a radio check.
FYJ, this is K1AMR. Send good signal.
Central Park, South in Yonkers. Roger, roger.
K2OVM, Lester speaking.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. This is KC2FYJ, clear.
K2FYJ, K2LTM, roger, roger.
K1AMR Mobile, listening.
K1AMR Mobile.
K2XGN, K1AMR, how are you this evening?
Good evening. How are you doing?
Doing well. Name here is Jonathan. I think we've spoken before.
I think so. But anyhow, Wesley, Muscat, New York.
Yes, yes, you're always on the TechNet. So, how are you this evening? What's going on, Wesley?
Diet. I got another electron microscope. It was a hard job to put it to the lab. And I decided to put it to the lab that I have in one of my houses, not the, the second one. It's, what, 1,500 pounds? That's a good fun. How about you?
Yeah, no, just driving home. I'm about 10 minutes from home. You said an electron microscope? Tell me about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I have right now two. The third one was actually the one that I use for parts. It's EVO 435 and 438. It's a Swiss made with cooperation of England, so it's a Swiss. The first one was used by FBI for traces of gunpowder. They were identifying the chemical, or I would say particle contents of the gunpowder left over on the bullet, and assess that it belongs to a given weapon and to extraction.
Interesting. So this is like something you bought surplus and you're repairing, is that it? And it used to be a government-issue microscope?
Actually, all of them. It's expensive stuff. It's 234 or 38 thousand. So it was previously given to, purchased by FBI, then it was given to university in Pennsylvania, it wasn't Pennsylvania. I'm trying to find out what was the name of the university. Hold on. Ohio University, and then they decided they don't need it, and they kind of gave me a favor, and I got it. And then the second one was in military, transferred to one of the labs, big labs. They didn't need that many, and I was concentrating especially on this kind of electron microscope. It's a kind of electron microscope, a CM. And I've got that one, and the third one, exactly the same, which I use for the parts. So what I was not need of, I just throw to the garbage on the junkyard, but the rest of it, all electronics, all wiring, all software, all hard drives, everything I have, in case one of them goes wet. And to actually...
Interesting. Is this just a hobby or a personal interest, or is this some kind of research that you are doing, or academic pursuit? I'm curious.
Definitely it's not a hobby, but I enjoy using it. And to actually...
Interesting. I don't have a lot of experience with electron microscopes, so I guess they can be used to match gunpowder, or I'm sure for lots of other things. So, good to hear that you seem to have gotten it working. I don't think there's probably not a lot of electron microscope repair places that you can just take it to, right? So you have to cobble together the parts yourself. Very interesting to hear about that. Good luck with it. QNAMR.
Yeah, I wonder, do you have any connection to physics, or have you been in this field?
I have not, and so I'm sure there are many uses of an electron microscope that I haven't even thought about.
Yeah, the resolution is 4 nanometers, but those two laws that I have in my lab, they differ. One has the EDS, cooled with liquid nitrogen, that's why I have a liquid nitrogen farm. The other one doesn't need it, so germanium detector that is there doesn't need to be cooled with liquid nitrogen, which actually is better for me. So what I'm trying to do is get the same EDS. EDS is energy dispersal spectroscopy. So what it does is, if you send the photon into the atom, it hits the cloud of electrons. So you have KLMN shells on. Let me drop.
KC2FYJ.
KC2FYJ, recognize. And then it actually shoots to one of the electrons and take it out from the shell. Or eventually by Bronstein creating a phenomena that you can have a photon that is getting out of that atom, and because a specific atom has a specific frequency of the photon, we can recognize what specimen it is, what that atom belongs to. So actually, the EDS gives me the signature of what species I'm dealing with. N2XG.
Hey guys, I got to ask you to step down. The net's going to start in a few minutes.
Actually, that's what I was about to ask, and it's going to start in about 30 or 40 seconds. KC2FYJ will be running it.
Net time.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Limark Information Net, held every Monday night on this repeater at 8:30 p.m. My name is Harry, KC2FYJ, and I will be net control for this evening's net. Before we begin, are there any stations with emergency traffic? The purpose of this net is to announce information of interest to Limark and its members. Everyone is welcome, and you do not have to be a member of Limark to check in. We will check in by category. When I announce your category, please give your call, and if you have traffic for the net, please state with traffic. I will now take check-ins for the net. The first category of check-ins is officers and board members. All officers and board members, please check in now.
Kilo 2, Kilo November Bravo, with traffic. Thanks, Harry.
WB2, ZDX also with traffic. Good evening.
The net recognizes K2KNB and WB2ZEX, both with traffic. Are there any other officers or board members wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. We'll move on. The next category of check-ins is committee chairs. All Limark committee chairs, please check in now.
NY2H.
K2TGW.
This is N2RQ.
The net recognizes NY2H, K2TGW, and N2RQ. Any other committee chairs this evening?
Good evening, WHCDO, committee chair.
WA2CDL is recognized. Any other committee chairs? Nothing heard. We'll move on to the next category, which is calls beginning with the letter W. All calls beginning with the letter W, please check in now.
W2TE.
WB2CMF.
WB2YMC.
W2OSL.
2RAS.
WS2N.
W2KFV Mobile.
Recognizes W2TE, WB2CMS, WB2YMC, W2OSR, W2RAS, WS2N, and W2KFV. Any additional W calls, please? Nothing heard. We'll move on to K calls. All calls beginning with the letter K. Please check in now. This is KC2FYJ.
K2EPP. K2EPP, good evening.
K2LTM.
KC2ZVT.
K0GIO.
KD2VYY.
K2OIE. KD2AKX. KD2TLK.
Okay, the net recognizes K2EPP, K2LPM. KC2CBT, K0GIO, KD2VYY, KB2OIE, KD2AKX, and what's that last one, KC2TLK?
It was KD2TLK, thank you.
KD2TLK, correction noted, thank you. Any other K calls wishing to check in this evening?
KU2BCB, Kilowatt 2 Victor, Charlie Victor.
KC1SAM.
K1AMR.
KU2NFJ.
KC2ZVT.
Recognizes KD2VCV, KC2SAM, K1AMR, KC2NFJ, and KC2CVT. Any other K calls this evening?
E2UDU.
Option Kilowatt 2 Victor Charlie Victor, K2VCV.
K2VCV, correction noted. Net also recognizes KD2UDU. Any other K calls this evening?
Correct. 2VCV, Kilowatt 2 Victor, Charlie Victor.
Yes, K2VCV.
Kilo, Golf 2, Romeo, Yankee.
Correction, KC1, SAM.
KC1 KC1SAM, correction noted. Also recognized KC2RY. Any other K calls this evening?
Kilo Golf 2 Romeo Yankee.
Yes, KG2RY, recognized. Any other K call?
KG2YMU, Yankee Mike Uniform.
KD2YMU recognized. One last time, any other K call? Nothing heard. I will do a late check-in after we pass traffic. Next category of check-ins is N calls. Calls beginning with the letter N. Please check in now.
N2XJN.
N2ZUC.
NY2A.
TD.
The net recognizes N2XJN, N2ZUC, NY2A, and there was a fourth station that tried to check in, but I didn't get the call. Please repeat.
N2ICD. N2ICD.
N2KW, Stroke Mobile.
N2ICD recognized, and that last station was N2KY something mobile.
November 2, Kilowatt Whiskey, N2KW stroke mobile.
Got it, N2KW mobile, sorry about that. Any other N calls this evening? Nothing heard. Next category of calls is the calls beginning with AA through AL. Any call beginning with AA through AL, please check in now. Nothing heard. Do we have any Echolink stations this evening? Any Echolink stations, please check in now.
KC2JRQ.
WB2BEZ.
Net recognizes KC2JRQ and WB2BEZ. Any other Echolink stations tonight? Nothing heard. Any IRLP stations wishing to check in this evening? Nothing heard. Any other call signs not already requested wishing to check in this evening?
Kilo Delta 2, Quebec Echo X-ray.
KD2QEX recognized. One last time, any other call?